The Gray Trace, a vision given to Susan Cummings, May 6, 2004. The crowd was buzzing, and the excitement was in the air. There were many people lined up along the highway, crowded together, as they waited for the race to end. Many had been waiting for a long time, and they were ready for the end to come. Others had came in little by little, and now the crowd had swelled to a great crowd. The race had been running for a while, and there were many entries. As in many races, many had fallen out for various accident reasons, and many had quit for lack of endurance. Those who were running this lap were those who were coming forth to pass the torch to the next group, who would then take their part in the race. I could hear the crowd getting very excited as they saw the first torch bearer run up the stretch of track into their view. This runner had on a very bright red-colored outfit, and had his torch high in his hand. He was very tired, but also very excited to run the race, and to finish. He ran up to his area, and sure enough, a runner stood waiting for the torch to come to him. Great cheers rose up for this runner, and its new partner, that now took the torch, and began his run. Then, it quieted down for a minute, or two, and another runner came into view. This runner had on a bright blue outfit, and also ran with his torch held high. He was very excited for he knew that he also had came into view of the end. He was met with great cheers from the crowds. He passed his torch to the person that was waiting in position for him to pass it to them. He then began his run. After several moments, two more runners came into view. Both were also clothed in bright colored outfits. One was green, and one was orange. Both were running together, as if to help each other run. Neither competed, but ran in sight of each other. They also passed their torches to their waiting counterparts. The crowd clapped for them, but did not cheer. More continued to come, and the crowd seemed less excited. They seemed to get bored, after the initial excitement of the first wave of runners passed their views. The runners also were not as excited, and were not as glad to finish as they did not place high in the race. As I watched, some of the crowd began to leave, as they got their thrill from the first few runners. Some began to complain about how long it was taking the others to run the race. I watched as some were not even wanting to get into their position to take the torch being passed by, as the outcome did not benefit them, and they would not be noticed, or get an award for running. The atmosphere was beginning to dim, and so was the patience of the people. Most did not cheer anymore, and only some clapped, and few were thankful. Many had left for other places. Then, towards the end of the race, I saw Jesus come walking up. He had been in the race and was walking down the track holding out his hands which were burning with the flames. He was a living torch. He was not dressed in bright clothing, but in a simple garment that hung just below his knees. Everyone just watched him, and no one was in position to take the flames from his hands. No one cheered, no one clapped, no one was excited. No one moved. Jesus walked by the people, holding out his burning hands. No one came forth. Then, after a seeming long moment, as I was wondering why no one came forth, a small boy, about 5 or 6 years old, came out from the crowd. He reached out to Jesus with his little hands, and asked if he could have the fire. Jesus smiled, and reached down, and gave it to the boy. The fire leaped into the boy's hands, and he ran down the track with the fire burning in his hands, as it did Jesus. Jesus then looked at the people. The Lord then said, "Men want fame, fortune, and applause of men. They will be the first to run and take another man's mantle, anointing, and position. They will cheer, clap, and trample one another to get in line, and run with another's vision, but they will not pay the price to get their own from me. They will run when it is good, and when there is an award, and a crowd to see them, and when they know that there will be others that depend on them, or who will help them along." People love to elevate other people, and to promote themselves, and advertise their achievements. Where are my runners? Where are those who run for the sake of the call, and for the gospel's sake? Where are those who only desire to please me, and not to be seen by men, who only will use them? Where are those who won't seek after other men's mantles, anointings, and positions, but who seek for their own portion? Where are those who run with endurance and joy the race that I set before them? Where are they? I say to you, that they are now stepping forth from the shadows of the false ones, and will not care for other people's torches, but will want the fire that come from me, and I will ignite them. They will not carry a man-given torch, but they will be a living torch, for all to see. Men cannot pass this fire on, nor can they counterfeit it. As it is only given by my Father. It is holy. It is costly. It is my truth. Men will not cheer as these run forth, as they know they do not want to pay the price of becoming my torches. They look down upon my burning wounds, but I say to you, the world is not worthy of mine, who now run. They will receive their reward from my Father in heaven, and not from men. They will run with the true fire, the fire of my holiness. They will run into the darkness and release my word. The false fire has run its course, and now my hidden ones will come forth. The End. By Susan Cummings, May 6, 2004, at 5:17 p.m.